Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. So glad you could be with us today. It's Tuesday, February 9th. This is our 30th installment of our New Year launching pad. Never realized we'd get to 30. But we got a few more after this. Just a few. A week's worth, really. But today's special. I think we've got a really good devotion today from Michael Casey and a wonderful poem from one of my all-time favorites. Not poets, necessarily. One of my all-time favorite spiritual writers, Mark Nepo. That's N-E-P-O. He's a genius in the category of our friends like Richard Rohr, so many others who lead us spiritually beyond religion and into the presence of God, not just a denomination. Amen. So we got a wonderful poem from Mark Nepo a little later. Joining me here in the broadcasting studios at the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, are the monks of the Abbey of St. Otilian in Germany. They've already gone through their warm-ups, and they are in full strength right now. Let's check them out and see how that's working for them. Sounding pretty good, isn't it? You could listen to that for a few hours. Wonder how much different I'd be if you just sat in stillness, listened to that for 3 hours, and then got up. Then what if you did that every morning? Spiritual discipline is not really a discipline, it's a blessing. Well, we've got the monks, and we've got a new candle today. We've burnt the wicks down to the metal base with our hot pink candle and our pink sand candle. We've been going through some candles now, but we got a new one. It's our apple harvest candle. Brand new candle. It's doing quite well. Thank you very much. And then we've got this. The nectar of the gods. The Vita Cup infused green tea with matcha and moringa. There's a pair for you. Matcha and moringa. That infused green tea. Wonderful. All right. Let's begin. Let's come into a posture of stillness and quietness. Let's open our hearts up today. Let's do it right now. Michael Casey's going to talk about suffering in this world. He's going to go to the Gospel of John. And I know in this devotion, he brings up the blind who are healed by Jesus. The blind being a metaphor for all of us and our suffering of one thing, one form or another. In a sense, we're all blind. And whenever we hear of Jesus confronting a blind person and healing them, it's always about us, you see. Because we're all blind to some extent, in some way, to the full, complete reality of God. And we all need that healing power that comes from Jesus. And the importance of that suffering and admitting it and embracing it even, so that we too can learn in our own desperation how to reach out to others for help. And then when we're not suffering, we understand that we're still to reach out to people who are. And in effect, that's how the earth breathes, is through this pattern of suffering because of our humanness, our human nature that has fallen from perfection, which leads to suffering. But that if we all reach out to each other in times of suffering and in times of wellness, then we're constantly supporting each other, loving on each other, and becoming a beloved community, so that no suffering goes untreated and everyone's involved in the healing of everyone else. That's how Jesus works in the world. Well, let's get to Michael Casey. He might have a few more interesting things to say. The fourth gospel, he says, has fewer miracle stories than the other gospels. But John takes more care in providing a fuller context for the narratives. He does this with a view to offering a more complete explanation of the work that Christ did among the people of his time and continues to do today. A more complete explanation of the work that Christ is doing. The story of the man born blind. You should know that story if you've been watching our worship services. It's chapter 9 of the Gospel of John. We spent a whole worship service in that chapter. The story of that man born blind is more than an account of a miraculous cure. You see, the bodily blindness of the man is understood as a metaphor for a more universal state, a lack of enlightenment, both intellectually and morally, an interior darkness, a hopelessness, the feeling of being shackled to the past, unhappiness. So to a greater or lesser degree, that blind man represents all of us. The disciples ask, do you remember, why this suffering should be inflicted on us? Jesus' answer may puzzle us. We suffer so that we may have the joyous experience of being delivered from that suffering, so that God's gracious works may become manifest. This is also the lesson of the book of Job. Pain is inseparable from human existence. It is the most universal of all human experiences. Pain is. If suffering has a meaning, it is because it leads us to a place to which otherwise we would not go, to a recognition of our finite being, to becoming conscious that there is an innate in us, a hope that transcends evidence, to a sense of dependence on God, and eventually to the affirmation that all things work together for good for those who love God. He says suffering is a part of the divine learning. Suffering is a part of our divine learning. It's our school of love. It's one of the majors, says Pastor Bob, if you can't tell. We live in the school of love. That's what a church should be. That's what our beloved community could be. That's what our family should be. And within that school of love that we create, suffering is a part of our divine learning. Back to Michael Casey. It breaks the shell of self and teaches us to reach out beyond ourselves in hope, sometimes in desperate hope, to other people and to God. Sometimes, only an earthquake can knock down the walls within which we have immured ourselves. And God, in His mercy, allows that earthquake to do its work. Thanks to it, we discover the superabundance of love that all the while was waiting for us behind the wall. It's a hard lesson, but it is the only way that we will be brought to our senses. Amen. Wonderful devotion today on suffering. One of the main topics in the school of love that we create for ourselves. Well, here's a poem that gets to some of the reality of daily life and actually how good we really have it, maybe without even noticing. As I said, it's from Mark Nepo. If you're ever wandering through a bookstore or a used bookstore or Amazon, right? Perusing Amazon, and you come by something by Mark Nepo, N-E-P-O, buy it. Buy one. Sample it. It's probably going to be some of the best spiritual wisdom you'll find in these days and times. This little poem is called In the Milky Ocean. So just visualize that first, that milky ocean that we all live in. And here's the poem. As you pour milk on your cereal, I am grateful for the sound of milk flowing over dried grain, for the peace that lets us wake and eat together, to stare at each other in silence like small animals. I am aware how safely tumbled through eternity we are, not to be hunted from birth, or chased into the forest and forced to part, or beaten for a secret some warlord thinks we're hiding. I eat my toast and close my eyes. How is it we're alive in a place that has running water, where milk and eggs are plentiful? Atrocities and wonders flutter through me. They bleed into each other. I can't stop it. The milk tastes good, as my twin is somewhere on the run. It seems impossible to feel so many fates at once. Impossible not to. In the Milky Ocean by Mark Nepo. As you pour milk on your cereal, I am grateful for the sound of milk flowing over dried grain, for the peace that lets us wake and eat together, to stare at each other in silence like small animals. I am aware how safely tumbled through eternity we are, not to be hunted from birth, or chased into the forest and forced to part, or beaten for a secret some warlord thinks we're hiding. I eat my toast and close my eyes. How is it we're alive in a place that has running water, where milk and eggs are plentiful? Atrocities and wonders flutter through me. They bleed into each other. I can't stop it. The milk tastes as good as my twin is somewhere on the run. It seems impossible to feel so many fates at once. Impossible not to. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, bringer of wine when the vessel is empty, fill our void. Restorer of strength to crippled limbs, end our immobility. Provider of bread to the spiritually hungry, feed us with yourself. Bearer of light to a darkened world, enlighten our blindness. Outshining of love to our indifference, fill our hearts. Liberator of those in bondage, set us free. Jesus, our way and our truth, lead us today to eternal life. Amen.